This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at wheat for Wednesday, December 7th. Well, wheat markets having another rough day yesterday, third day in a row that we've been under notable pressure throughout the session. Markets started out looking like they were going to stabilize, but then we saw a wave of selling that took out the previous day's low, and the market just kept selling. So we're struggling here. The wheat market is at the lowest level it's been since September of 2021. So the market has completely erased all of the war premium and more beyond that. Big part of this, of course, there's two reasons now. It had initially been the huge crop in Russia and their aggressive exports, their ability to move a lot of wheat, even despite the war, and the success of Ukraine as well, being able to move some grain out, primarily corn, but also wheat. That had been the big wet blanket over the market, if you will, that had prevented it from rallying and starting to lean on it as as Russia re-signed their agreement for the trade corridor. Now you come in with the Southern Hemisphere harvest. A short harvest out of Argentina, which helps support the crop somewhat, especially Kansas City hard red winter wheat, which is what Argentina grows. But Australia was kind of the unknown. We knew they were coming in with a big crop because they had plenty of moisture. In fact, they had far too much moisture in the eastern, almost all of the eastern growing regions. Their concern was quality primarily, and then also some quantity losses because the rains just kept coming on mature wheat. As the harvest has progressed in Australia, they are breathing a sigh of relief because the quality is hanging in there for the most part. There are some feed quality, feed grades coming out of the eastern part, but they're finding a market for that. They've sold quite a bit of it already to South Korea. But the yields have hung in there. The quality is looking much better. So now they're projecting a crop that's slightly bigger than last year's record. So a record crop coming out of Australia that is looking like quality is probably going to be at least okay. So this is really starting to lean on the market now that we've seen what's coming out of there, and it's pretty decent. They're going to be quite aggressive moving this wheat. So we got Russia in the Northern Hemisphere and Australia in the Southern Hemisphere all converging, getting aggressive with their wheat exports. And of course, the United States, their RFOB offers had been way above other countries. We weren't even competitive, and that was showing up in our export sales. Now, with this break, we become much more competitive. We're still the highest price on a straight FOB offer, but we are definitely moving more competitive. In fact, hard red winter wheat out of the Gulf is actually cheaper on a FOB basis than Argentine offers. That makes sense with the short crop that Argentina has, but the bottom line is we are becoming closer and closer to being competitive, and the value of our dollar has dropped significantly too. So I think that as far as downside pressure goes, we're getting pretty close to where the market's going to stop moving down. The night session is up 8 cents. You know, maybe we have found that. I don't know. It's not like we're up 30 cents on the night session, but at least the market is showing some positive numbers. Now, it did that yesterday too. We were slightly positive in the night session, and then we just couldn't hang on to that during the day. What I think is going to happen here is once the market does catch, the snapback is going to be pretty fast. And then, you know, it's probably going to stabilize. We're probably going to carve out a trading range here. I still think we're going to sell into a range through the winter. The question is, where's the bottom side going to be? I think the top side on the front month Chicago is probably going to be around the $8 level on the March contract. That is the level at which the market actually, we were actually importing wheat from Poland. Pretty good chance that was Ukrainian wheat, but nevertheless, we were still importing wheat into the East Coast, into Southeast, actually, Florida. So I don't see a huge potential, at least through the winter. It is worth noting that total world ending stocks are still relatively tight. You just have two countries with monster crops that are major exporters, and that's going to keep a lid on things. support in this market, however, comes from world demand has definitely picked up. Russia is selling a lot of it, and Australia is going to be selling into a lot of it, but the demand is there, and world stocks are relatively tight. So those are the key things. Also, as we get into late winter, early spring, the condition of the U.S. hard red winter wheat crop, as it went into dormancy, was in rough shape. Now, who knows? It's still dry. Looks like the rains that have come through the southern plains are going to miss Kansas again. The central plains still in a fairly intense drought situation. Now, that doesn't mean a lot here today and through the winter. But if you get a real cold snap that comes down without any snow cover, that certainly raises the issue for winter kill. You're just not going to know until springtime. So we'll see what happens then. But I think the market is going to catch here seasonally. You tend to carve out your lows right around Thanksgiving. Well, obviously, we're stretching well beyond that. But we should catch here, get a rally up into late December, early January. I do think you're going to see a wave of farmer selling after the first of the year. It's pretty typical to see that. It's largely because of tax reasons. But, corn farmers have not sold a lot of grain this year. They've been pretty long on cash. They had the bin space, and basis was horrible at harvest. So it got put in the bin, and those bins were slammed shut. But at some point, you're going to need to generate some cash. And again, I think for tax reasons, it's probably going to be after the first of the year. So any kind of rally we get in wheat or corn, I would say that will probably stall out by the first couple days of January. And then you're going to see a wave of selling. So we want to be aware of that. I think once that selling phase is over through the middle part of January would be my guess. Typically, the markets tend to rally up into early February again. So just some seasonal type of price action to be aware of, but I do think those they present opportunities. If you're looking for them and the market's following those patterns, then we just continue to think that that's going to continue to follow the patterns, and they have. The seasonals have held true fairly well this year, so we'll just continue to work with them as we move through the winter. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.